Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Happy New Year, everyone. It's been a little while. We had a great little bit of time off for the new year, but we're going to jump right back in because we have such a great show today. But I would like to start off with Hawaii news. Today is raising the legal smoking age to 21 for traditional and e-cigs starting January 1st of 2016. So it already went into effect, and they are becoming the first state in the nation to raise that legal smoking age. Public health officials are hoping that by making it more difficult for young people to get their hands on cigarettes, that it will keep them from developing an unhealthy addiction. We'll see if that's the case, because I think in my own personal experience, I think that when people, kids underage, want cigarettes or alcohol, they're going to get them. They're going to walk up to someone outside of Walgreens and ask them if they'll go buy them a pack. Now, maybe that doesn't happen as much anymore because people look and say, no way, I'm not going to do that. But we'll see if this works, and if it does, I think that other states might be soon to follow. You know, in Hawaii, one in four students try their first cigarette each year in high school or so, and then they stick with it and become a full-time smoker. And even e-cigarettes are going to be included in this law after noticing a spike in the number of students trying e-cigarettes. I know that even my son, who's 15, has friends that are smoking e-cigs, not maybe because they like them, they just kind of think that it's cool. So that's an interesting little thing about Hawaii, that they are raising the legal smoking age to 21. So we are going to keep an eye on that one. Now, in the next story here, I think that this is something we've heard about for years. People are told by their cardiologist or their internist to take an aspirin every day, or a baby aspirin every day, to stay healthy, to prevent cardiovascular disease. And more research suggests that it can prevent heart attacks or protect against heart attacks, strokes, even some cancers, preterm birth, preeclampsia. Even now, they're looking at some research on Alzheimer's and dementia, because a study found that salicylic acid, the active ingredient in aspirin, blocks a protein that enters the brain cells and triggers that process that leads to their death, as what they see in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. But the big debate here, I think, in the question that you need to discuss with your doctor, first of all, aspirin's most worrisome quality is that it can cause bleeding in the upper digestive tract and the stomach and in the brain. So we worry about bleeding. Certainly, you know that you do not give aspirin to children, not even baby aspirin, because that can cause RISE syndrome. So we don't do that anymore. But the risk of bleeding in this upper digestive tract, in your stomach and in your brain, raises with age. So does having a history of bleeding anyway. So the guidelines that are coming out now are from the first major organization that recommend aspirin to protect against cancer, and in this case, colorectal cancer, as well as heart disease. It's mostly recommended now for people 50 to 69 who have a 10% risk or higher of heart attacks and strokes over a 10-year period. So if you're thinking about taking aspirin for the purpose of cardiovascular disease, you know, then you might even add in that it could protect against colorectal cancer, certainly a plus, but then so does a colonoscopy, something that you just can get every 3 to 5 years. But the debate is about people with no history of heart disease or any of those things. So you do need to talk to your doctor, because it can do more damage than good. It's the debate still rages on whether or not to take an aspirin or a baby aspirin every day. Professional groups are still divided. Canadian Cardiovascular Society does not recommend it. Neither does the European Society of Cardiology. But the American Heart Association does. Talk to your doctor. It's always good advice. This is Melanie Cole. Happy New Year.